It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's now been a dozen years. Yeah, Friday marks the 12th anniversary of a really bad day for democracy. It was January 21st, 2010, when the Supreme Court ruled on Citizens United, affirming that
corporations are people, my friend,
and money equals speech. To pour salt in that festering wound, just a few hours later, Air America Radio announced that it was ceasing operations immediately. 12 years. New reports surfacing Friday morning have sources with direct knowledge of the scheme telling news organizations that Trump campaign officials, led by Rudy Giuliani, oversaw efforts in December of 2020 to put forward illegitimate electors from seven states that Trump lost. The sources say that members of the former guy's campaign team were far more involved than previously known. The sources told CNN that Giuliani and his allies coordinated the process on a state-by-state level. One said there were multiple planning calls between campaign officials and Republican state operatives, and that Giuliani himself participated in at least one call. The source also said the Trump campaign lined up supporters to fill elector slots, secured meeting rooms in state houses for the fake electors to meet, and circulated drafts of fake certificates that were ultimately sent to the National Archives. Shoes just keep dropping everywhere. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol on Thursday requested an interview with Ivanka Trump. Yep, that's the former guy's daughter and former senior advisor. Committee Chair Benny Thompson said in a letter to Ivanka that it had collected evidence that she had twice urged her father to call off the mob of his supporters who were rioting at the Capitol. The request suggested that the panel had stepped up efforts to determine what the former president said and did during the attack. In the letter, Thompson indicated that the committee already had substantial evidence about Trump's refusal to condemn the violence. The former guy is also looking at big potential problems in a number of states. Earlier this week, we talked about the problems in New York State. Well, now, today, it's Georgia on our minds, as the prosecutor there is looking into possible attempts to interfere in the 2020 general election by the former president. Others have asked for a special grand jury to aid the investigation. Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fannie Willis on Thursday requested a special grand jury with subpoena power to help her investigate the former guy's efforts to overturn his loss in Georgia's 2020 presidential vote. Willis said she was making her request because multiple witnesses had refused to cooperate. Willis, who is a Democrat, singled out Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, as a, quote, essential witness who had made it clear he would only submit to an interview if subpoenaed. Raffensperger, you should recall, was recorded in a phone call with Trump in which the then president pressured him to overturn President Biden's victory in the state because of baseless voter fraud claims. Trump, of course, responded to this news by releasing a statement through his political committee that read, quote, "My phone call to the Secretary of State of Georgia was perfect, perhaps even more so than my call with the Ukrainian president, if that's possible." Moving right along to COVID. So you know that at-home tests are now available. Each household can get up to four per month. Just go to covidtests.gov to request them. Or you could go into a community health center or a pharmacy. They'll be distributed in a lot of places. But there's kind of a loophole. The at-home tests will not be reimbursed by Medicare. Medicare, of course, covers about 64 million people who are either 65 or older or have long-term disabilities. Now, about 42% of Medicare beneficiaries are in what are called Advantage plans. They're run by private insurers with generally broader coverage than Medicare beneficiaries can buy into. And some of them will be covered, but Medicare Advantage plans aren't required to cover the tests. As for the people who are Medicare beneficiaries on traditional plans, This is insane. Of course, these are the Americans who are in the demographic that are most vulnerable to COVID complications. This is the group with the highest COVID risk factors. People 65 and older have made up about 3/4 of all COVID deaths during the pandemic. The U.S. will require essential travelers entering the country via land ports of entry and ferry terminals to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 and provide proof. Starting Saturday. This move, announced Thursday by the Department of Homeland Security, is an attempt to combat the rising number of Omicron cases and relieve the stress on overwhelmed hospitals and healthcare workers. In Georgia, at least one Atlanta area hospital is running at 110% capacity, and ambulances are being turned away because it's so packed. The U.S. has to date recorded nearly 69 million total cases since the start of the pandemic, and nearly 18 million of those cases have been reported in the past month. In other news, tensions surrounding the situation in Ukraine seem to be escalating following the president's comments at his press conference earlier this week when he said that a minor incursion by Russia into Ukraine would prompt a lesser response than a full-scale invasion. Well, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushed back, saying there, quote, are no minor incursions and small nations. Multiple rounds of talks already haven't yielded any results, but Russia is now saying it would welcome another conversation with Biden. Meanwhile, with approximately 100,000 troops stationed along the Ukrainian border, the head of the International Energy Agency is warning that if Russia invades Ukraine, it will have major implications on the oil industry, driving up oil and gas prices even higher than they already are. And finally, things are not good at the Supreme Court. Abortion providers were dealt yet another setback on Thursday after the justices rejected the latest attempt to block that 6-week abortion ban in Texas. This very controversial law, which brings to a halt most abortions in the country's second largest state, has been in effect now for 5 months. Last month, the Supreme Court allowed the law to remain in effect, but it cleared a limited path forward for providers to sue some of the licensing officials in Texas in order to block them from enforcing the law. And then the justices sent the case back to the conservative 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, Justice Sonia Sotomayor is not happy about this, to put it mildly. She castigated the state of Texas and her fellow justices after they again denied a request from abortion providers to move the case to a district court. She called the decision, quote, a grave disservice to women, and added, I will not stand by silently as the state continues to nullify this constitutional guarantee. I dissent. You go, girl. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.